everybody can suck it. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, want to hate Brad Pitt even more than you did yesterday?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, he still is lecturing us on how to fix New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt. Shut the frig up, Brad. Mm-hmm. Here he is now. Well, he doesn't understand why we pay so much for electricity in America and why things are so expensive in New Orleans. Explain it to us, please, Brad.
The idea that we pay utility bills is absolutely unnecessary. I mean, there's the sun. You feel the breeze that's been created here. And we got water right out there. Any one of these can be harnessed, and we can integrate ourselves into that ecosystem and not only power our houses, but actually produce energy for other parts of the city.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up. The Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you start, Brad?
How about you harness the energy on that fine young thing of yours?
Harness some of that. Nassau's
gone funky. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Comedy to die for. Alive with laughter and uproarious situations.
Yeah! Right? Stop that. It's silly.
Silly.
Very silly indeed.
I webbed you.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
I picked this song for one reason. When I was a kid, and I've played this for you before. He's got to go back to the very beginning of it.
Nassau's Gone Funky. No.
Every kid that I knew when the song was out thought that they were singing F-N-A Hole.
Okay.
F-N-A Hole.
You must be.
Oops, hold on. Maybe it's at the end of the song.
I love it this time of year anyway.
Nassau's Gone Funky. Okay, hold on a second.
Anybody have any rum?
How
about some rum, man?
That's the best way to listen to songs.
It's faster. If you've got a quick brain, you can actually understand the melody.
Run past it. Here we go.
Can't get it out of my head now.
It was effing a-hole.
Right.
Okay, that's what every kid thought that the song was effing a-hole.
Right.
Oops.
And that one, too.
I don't know.
I heard the one. You had the one that came through loud and clear. All right, man.
This is not too annoying, is it?
I like it. Listen. Now there's a better example,
yes.
You know, than the pilot song. Absolutely. Could be a disgruntled tourist who lost his luggage on a trip to Paradise Island.
Funky Nassau.
He could be sitting on that plane, shaking his head and exclaiming that.
Nassau's gone funky.
Nassau's gone funky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Daddy. This is Clink. How are you today?
Did he say it's Clink?
Clink, my dog.
Dog's calling.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you that I just took a giant duke on your floor.
Nice of him to call.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
And Mike and Buzz and Robbie.
Hey, bend over and spell the word run forward and then backwards.
Now, listen, we've already had the bend over R-U-N thing.
Okay. What about if you combine two different words?
But R-U-N really works fantastically.
Just fine. Well, I don't understand the backwards part.
It's a statement instead of a question.
And you are.
Yeah, you say.
Are you?
It's like,
you
that's what Yoda, like
Yoda
was.
Yoda, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
And you are.
In you are. Comfortable it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Katie O'Rods.
Hi there.
Buzz.
Yes.
The second part of your news and comments was not included with Wednesday's podcast uploading, and so I'm going to need you to go through all of that again today.
Call me at home tonight, and I'll read it to you.
Buzz does that for all the listeners. If you don't get all of Buzz's news, that's he will right. give it to you from
you
his home office.
Well, if you are you sure you're going to be? I thought you were busy tonight.
No, I'll be home tonight. Not tomorrow night, but tonight I'll be home.
Okay, I'll call you at home.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha.
From Buzz's home office, his paneled home office.
His home office, it looks like Paul Sr.'s house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Buzz lives in a log cabin, all with new furnishings.
Oh, hold on there on the phone. About Paul Sr.
Yes.
The Tuttles.
I watched an Orange Chopper, a new one, last night, TiVo'd it, in which Paul's getting ready for a trip.
Right.
And it's the first time, at least, I've seen his bedroom. Now,
I've never seen that.
You know that he lives like in that.
It's a log cabin, isn't it?
Pseudo log cabin.
Yeah, it's sort of a log cabin. Brand new. Everything new.
And it looks like he's just gotten done polishing the wood, if you'll pardon the pun. I mean, it looks.
Yeah,
it's got
everything
that shiny,
is shiny.
It looks like he's just got done putting the last coat of liqueur on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got in his bedroom. Of course, it's almost like the fake wood paneling,
right?
And he has the gigantic beams in the ceiling.
Yeah, very nice, very expensive house.
He's got like a big 80-inch flat screen, and he has a gigantic four-poster bed. Am I saying that correct?
Is four-poster. And is it made out of that thick, like, pine wood, the same log cabin style?
Yes, it is. And he has actually burned in to the top of it the Orange County Choppers logo.
Do you know, with recent developments with them, that doesn't surprise me. When you're thinking about the way they've been running their finances with all that, are you thinking what I'm thinking, that maybe we've got Orange County Choppers buying a lovely four-poster bed? And I would imagine that's legit for them, because if he shows it on TV,
it's a write-off.
It's a complete write-off.
Sure. Uh-huh.
In fact, he can show everything in his house and not have to pay for it.
And getting even past his house, when they showed him packing, seriously, the guy's
Did he have an Orange County Chopper suitcase?
No, but the guy's packing to go wherever they're going, to Scotland, somewhere in Europe. All he did was grab 8 Orange County T-shirts, 4 pairs of jeans.
That's it.
And 8 bunches of balled-up socks, zipped up his bag, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, and he's got more room because all of his shirts are sleeveless.
That's right.
You know, he's a guy that got married. We saw the picture, his wedding picture, where he had the sleeveless tuxedo, too.
But the bed.
He won't wear it when it's cold, though.
And the only way to describe the stuff that's on his bed is, you know, when you're at the beach, mm-hmm. and you're at the boardwalk, and you go past that shop, where they will burn something into a piece of wood.
Right.
Like it says, you know, the O'Meara's, you know, and then you put it on your front door.
Sure.
That's how it looks, except it spells out Orange County Choppers.
On his bed?
On the
post.
Headboard.
Yeah, on the headboard. Thank you.
Sure. That is too good. I love that guy.
He is the man.
But I guess they're in trouble. I mean, that's what I heard, that they're in trouble because of the whole finances with the other business that they had, the ironworks company.
Bankruptcy. And here's one other thing that we really got to mention on the show today. This is so cold, but it's true.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Now, we don't have the tape of Jerry, but on Entertainment Tonight, either last night or the night before, this is the quote from Jerry Lewis about Merv Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry when I heard he died. He didn't have to die. He knew he had prostate cancer and he did nothing about it. He deserved to die.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I read the same thing on TMZ with an accompanying photograph of Jerry.
Looking good, huh?
He goes on to say that he's like George Burns. He's going to live to be 101.
Oh, yes. Hold on. I got that, too.
Wow.
I'm going to go for 101, right. And I want a TV special on my 101st birthday. Jerry Lewis is 81.
And they show a picture. The picture that I saw, I don't know how recent it is of Jerry, but I'm going to bet against that based on this photograph.
Now, I didn't see this on TMZ, but on the site that I saw it on, you know what picture they had? Do you remember when he was on Law & Order recently and he played a disheveled homeless guy?
Oh, that's right.
A homeless
uncle,
yeah.
That's the picture that they ran of Jerry Lewis next to the caption that said, Jerry Lewis says Merv Griffin deserves to die.
The picture I saw was Jerry in a sweatsuit with a golf shirt on. And to describe the look, his skin was various shades of blue.
Grayish blue, yeah.
Great. Did you see the picture?
I seen it.
That's not a healthy picture.
And his hair remains a pewter color, so yep. He really is just all gray. I wonder if he'll take the he deserved to die attitude when he does the telethon a week from Sunday.
Oh, my God, that's right. He's going to be back.
You're the new Maddie, right?
Hi, I'm...
Why?
Ladies and gentlemen.
That means he'll be on Larry one day next week, and that'll be a tremendous suck fest.
Oh, that'll be great. We got all that new Wheel of Larry stuff ready today, right?
Yeah, some great stuff.
You know, Jerry Lewis would be one who has, I believe, defied the odds. We all thought Jerry was going to check out about 3-4 years ago.
Everybody thought that play he was in, Damn Yankees.
Right.
I believe that's his life. I believe that he made a deal. Out of all the celebrities.
He made the deal with the devil?
Who made the deal with Satan. Mm-hmm.
But he made a cheap deal with the devil. He made it for like an extra 20 years.
That's all.
Not a lifetime of success. He had that already. It's like,
would you please, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a chance to last a little bit longer.
You know, the Percodan addiction should have killed him.
Well, he's got that machine now in him, right, where he presses the button to take care of pain.
Got that. He beat meningitis twice.
I was bleeding to death.
Bleeding.
Grapefruit ulcer, wasn't it,
Jerry? It was size of a grapefruit. Blood came from every opening I had.
$1,000 for 10 Percocets.
I meet a guy.
They were gone the next. Where are those tapes?
I give him
they were gone the next day.
Jerry Lewis.
He had prostate cancer. He deserved to die.
So nice, Jerry. So warm. So non-egotistical.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Say, may I then spell cup.
No, come on.
No. Children's games have been closed for today.
May I see you pee?
Not as good as Attic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, I love Jorge.
A TT, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a lovely word to describe that part of the body. TT.
A TT, I see. As you look down your shirt.
How you TTs?
Hello.
Hello. I love Jorge, but didn't you ban him, the Sam Huff guy, and the Mike Landis guy all at once?
I do not believe so, sir.
Did we ever ban Jorge?
Never, Jorge.
No, I don't think so.
I thought you banned Jorge for being calling like four times in like a week.
We've just updated our history books and changed some of them, so whether we did it or not, it makes no difference. He's not banned now.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the password is revisionist history.
Right, we like doing
what
things.
Makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He just rewrote the history book.
Hello, I'm Rob Spivak. I have completely redone the history of the party.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
How about a line?
I'm in the valley. Call me later.
Jeez, I think it's the heat with cell phones.
You know, I've actually used that on people.
Right.
I've actually said to people, I'm in the valley. Call me later.
What valley? Well, technically, though, you do go through the valley.
True.
I've been on the phone with you when you go through the valley.
I know that, but I'm trying to be Hollywood with people.
I know. The valley, you're talking the L.A. thing.
I'm in the valley, Matt.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I got a card for you.
Because I desperately try to pretend that I'm Ari.
Usually, when I'm walking through the valley and I'm only walking, I fear no evil. Yay! I kind of put the words in a different order.
That's
there.
That's all right.
Yay, though I walk through the valley, breath, I shall fear no evil.
Ari, he's the man. Right now, he's my man.
Boy, you know, I haven't gotten the season pass on my TiVo for that show, but every time I look in, I like it more and more and more.
I might even get Ari's car.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
What does Ari drive?
Yeah, what is that?
One of those real fancy hybrids. It's a hybrid. I think it's a Lexus or a Toyota.
Oh, really?
But it's like a real car.
You don't want to go all the way up to the whole entourage where they all have their little Aston Martins?
Oh, those are cool. I'm too fat for that, though. Yeah, I can't be driving that.
That's a big man sports car.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that, but I do like Ari's car.
Didn't they go into the Aston Martin dealership and all buy matching Aston Martins?
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
Sorry, we just found the Jerry tapes.
Here we go.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
Jerry cares so much about Merv.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like blood. The damn dike opened up.
Blood. Blood.
What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer.
Blood.
They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
Nobody likes to talk about his health more than Jerry.
True.
Percodan is addictive. I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance.
Yeah.
And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London.
This is great. This is where he does his British accent.
For horse races.
When he's calling to get his drugs.
Am I dumb? What is a grapefruit ulcer?
I think he might have made it up.
You think?
I think maybe, you know, what it might have been is a grapefruit size.
Right.
Which is also probably made up because that would kill you.
Your stomach isn't that big.
Exactly.
Yeah, a grapefruit is
big.
I think what it is, it's Jerry being Jerry.
Grapefruits are big, right?
Right.
Whoa.
Why?
And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. I said, fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000.
That's like the worst drug deal of all time.
It is. Well, you know, isn't that also Jerry being show-off Jerry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a wealthy man.
I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day.
Jesus Christ.
That's how bad it was.
That's bad.
So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan's not even working.
The Percodan's not even working, but I just don't know what to do.
And you notice how he says, that's how bad it was. No, Jerry, that's how bad your addiction was.
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic.
Shut up.
But when I write, I'm writing for him.
For him.
And I know him better than anybody.
Jerry.
Oh, God. I love listening to Jerry talk about himself.
He deserved the dime, Merv Griffin.
He deserved the dime, and it took me through three quarters of the next day.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Oops, is that working? Hello. There you go. Hi, Don and Mike show. Oop, hold on a second. Let's try that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, well, what's happening is something's happening with the phone.
This is screwy. Hello.
I'll get it for you, bloke.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Says, I know a bloke for you.
Right, reset. Hello, Don and Mike.
It might cause some friction. It might not fit. If we're out of the slippery stuff.
Okay, come on. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I think it's going to be a romantic weekend.
Sure. Hello. Is. Hey, Don and Mike show, you are on the air.
Radio guy.
Hi.
Hey. Wait a minute. I'm in the valley. Call me later.
Okay,
in
Ari.
The valley.
You got it.
In the valley.
You got it, Ari. And that's another thing on Entourage and every goddamn show on TV. I'm tired of people getting perfect hands-free reception in their car as they're driving with the windows down and with the sunroof open.
Right, because everybody that uses cell phones in real life knows you have to be an octopus when you're driving along making a phone call.
And seriously, since I got my iPhone, I text a little more. Mm-hmm. I do not know how on God's green earth people manage to text while they drive.
Especially if you get an incoming call, you're not prepared for it. You know, it's like put the cigarette down, roll the window up, turn the radio down, get the hooker out of your lap. Everything's got to happen simultaneously.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hooker.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
Well, you know, we love to laugh, and we just did make us laugh yesterday.
You know, the odds are...
I know. I tried to call in yesterday.
The odds are very much against you. You know that.
Very much against you.
All right, go ahead.
Eric, do you want to talk about... Did they see... Hold on.
Are you willing to put your phone number up as collateral?
Yeah.
The number that I've got here, 202-297?
6422.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just gave out your phone number, so that's real smart.
So either way.
Well, now you can tell the joke.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You just gave out your phone number.
All right. What's the hardest part?
You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
That's true. That's all we
need. So we already won.
Just call her.
Hey, we got a non-joke.
Advantage, Don and Mike.
Right now, that guy, I guarantee you, is bleeding to death.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.